This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we've got Rowan Shern, who is our fortnightly guest, who's here to talk everything arts in Melbourne. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Hey, Neil. Hey, David. How are we on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
Good. And Eve as well. We've got our
Hello, Eve.
Hi. Nice to meet you over the air.
Yes.
Okay, so...
How are things?
Yeah, good. Well, we're all rolling along here in the new studios. But tell us what's going on in the arts, because things are coming back again. Thank God.
Well, it is. Well, the exciting news this morning was that Tina Arena,
yes,
AM, has been announced as the new artistic director for the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, yep, next year. So, which is very exciting, because Tina's one of our most iconic performers. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she actually comes up with for the festival, because, as we know, Alan Cumming, the New York performer and television icon, did this year's festival, and apparently it was a huge knees up in Adelaide last night.
I could imagine, yeah. And all the ticket sales for the whole season were one of the best ever. So, show you.
You couldn't even get a ticket to Club Cumming because it just sold out. So, hopefully we can get to see Alan Cumming at some stage back in Melbourne in not near distant future.
Isn't he bringing his show here?
Well, he will be here. I believe that actually he might be here this week. he's doing I totally forgot about that, because we've been in lockdown. Alan's actually performing down at the Plenary this week, so doing a one-nighter, so we can look forward to seeing if anyone who has seen him before in concert. He's absolutely brilliant and a great night out entertainment. But look, there's so much happening in Melbourne this week. The doors flung open Friday evening, just gone past. The gates to Arendelle opened finally at Her Majesty's Theatre with Frozen. So it was a terrific night there with an all-Australian cast. This week we've got Vic Opera moving back into the Palais Theatre in St Kilda with Lorelei, which I'm absolutely looking forward to, because I missed it the last time it played here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And look, it's got an outstanding cast of Dimity Shepherd, Ali McGregor, who Joy, your listeners,
yep,
well attuned
to. A regular on this show, yeah.
Helleran. So look, it's a fantastic show. It's written by Casey Vanetta and Gillian Cosgrove. So look, Vic Opera, three nights this week from Wednesday at the Palais Theatre. On the other side of town, we've got Ash Flanders with his cabaret show. Ash Flanders is nothing. So anyone who knows Ash, he and Declan Green with the Sisters Grimm, who often performed at the Malthouse Theatre, will bring his own style to the Brunswick Ballroom. And if you haven't checked out the Brunswick Ballroom, look, it's a fantastic venue on Sydney Road, near a tram stop. So there's no excuse for why people can't actually get there. At Hamer Hall, we have Dostoevsky, They were supposed to play last month at the Brunswick Ballroom, funny enough, but they got stranded up in northern New South Wales when we went into a lockdown, so we didn't get to see them. So some refer to them as the fake Russian choir. Mm. None of them speak Russian, but apparently they've managed to convince everybody that they sing all their songs in Russian. Mm. And, they're festival favourites around the country and overseas. They've played at Woodford. They've played at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. They've done Rome Adelaide and, they've done Mullum and they've done the Falls Festival.
So, the whole concept is a lot of fun, and they have fun on stage, which is the good thing.
They do. And, look, if you want to see what they're all about, there is on ABC iView. You can actually go check them out. I think they were on Australian Story a few months ago, so you can actually see what they're all alike. You know, in the visual arts world, you know, I saw that David, you were at the National Gallery on Friday
morning,
the French Impressionism, which I was very sad that I wasn't able to get there because I had other commitments. But look, French Impressionism's opened, you know, the Goya drawings from the Prado Museum is now open.
Yeah.
Murray Clark's Ancestral Memories has also just opened as well, which they're all playing through to October, or all on display until October. So look, we can check out our visual arts. On the other side of town at the Melbourne Museum, we also have the Treasures of the Natural World. So there's some really exquisite items. The exhibition was supposed to open last year, but, you know, again, COVID put pay to that. So the exhibition has been on hold until this year. So you can get to see over 200 artefacts from the museum. Some of them are also from here in Australia. So, look, I think that's going to be quite exciting if you, you do like old fossils.
If you like old fossils. Well, I'm looking old... one. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I was expecting that one to come along.
But also at the Flinders Street Station, I was lucky enough to see it before we went into the couple of weeks lockdown. What's on there?
Look, Patricia Piccinini, you know, Australian artist, sometimes controversial with her style of work, has taken over the ballroom at Flinders Street Station.
It is
with a number of installations.
Incredible. And it is absolutely incredible. You haven't been to it yet, Rowan?
No, look, I haven't had a chance to get down there. But look, I think the exhibition does look intriguingly stunning. And if people who do love history as well will probably be also intrigued to see the ballroom, which has actually been locked away for about 30 to 40 years.
But honestly, that does play second rate to the art. The art is just, you know, like you can look at the ballroom and go, oh, yeah, and I was really excited to see it. But you're so overwhelmed with how spectacular her art is and the lighting that they do. And the sound is just, it is one of the most exciting things I've been to in a long time.
So, look, yeah, people, I think, you know, we can get out and about now to have a look at seeing what these are, what's on around town. And, you know, even at ACME, I was fortunate enough before the lockdown to actually see the Art of Disney Animation, which is very exquisite. But also Deborah Kelly's The God of Tiny Things, which was a kaleidoscopic video of animated figures and landscapes cut out of old magazines, has been put into a video, and that's on display also through to, opens on the 1st of July and goes through till early October. So look, Deborah Kelly is one of our, you know, terrific Indigenous artists. So it's a work I think that will look stunning down at ACME as well. On looking further down the track, Midsummer announced their dates for next year, opening around the 23rd of January and running to 13th of February.
Okay,
and
that's a bit later, Rowan, isn't it? Good.
And look, I think it actually is because, you know, once you sort of get over New Year, everything sort of just seems to happen. So look, I think it starts about a week later. Pride March will still happen around the 6th of February. So people can put those into their calendars to get ready. You know, there's plenty of artists out there who'll be looking to wanting to produce things, whether it be visual art or performance throughout the festival. So look, so you're on notice now to start getting your act together, so to speak, and get ready and start producing something for, you know, what is one of Australia's premier queer festivals.
Absolutely. And also Fringe. We were speaking last week about Fringe. And if you want to have a show in this year's Fringe, I think it closes at the end of this week. So If you've forgotten to put your application in, you better hurry up and do it.
And look, this week also opening down at Gasworks, and you know, Gasworks has a huge range of programs throughout the year. They're doing a circus rock tribute to David Bowie in Rebel. So it's a fusion of circus, acrobats and live music. And the band is actually headed by Stuart Reeve, who is an incredible multi-award-winning artist. Mm. So, look, so if you love David Bowie, if you love circus, get down to Gasworks.
All right.
It's only a short season, playing this week from Wednesday evening.
Brilliant. Rowan, thank you so much. How can we find out more? What's your website?
Yeah, you can go to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We update content every day, just about. And look, there's a great range of things that are happening across the country. Many things have locked down across a number of states as of this weekend. But look, there's still plenty to see and do across this wonderful country of ours.
Brilliant. Okay, Rowan, always a treat having you on. And we'll see you at the theatre or somewhere on the street.
Thanks, Rowan. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for having me again on this Sunday afternoon.
No problem.
Pleasure.
We'll talk to you in a fortnight. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.